So I'm going to do the youth message this morning. And so today we celebrate Pentecost Sunday. And some people are not too familiar with Pentecost, the word Pentecost. And that's a strange little bit. But so why do we celebrate it? What is it? You know, what happened? Pentecost happened around 50 days after Easter. And about 10 days before Pentecost Sunday happened, or Pentecost happened, Jesus ascended into heaven. And before he left, though, he gave the disciples a direction. He said, go and wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes to you. And it will give you power that will allow you to give you power to be a witness to me, starting in Jerusalem, and then spreading to Judea, and then to all the world. Well, we are here today because of Pentecost. When the Holy Spirit came, we are all the world. We are away from Jerusalem. We are not Jews. We are not Israelites. We are Gentiles, and we are saved because on the day of Pentecost, the message of Jesus and salvation was given to us. So, kind of like to take us back in time to show you, to tell you a little bit more about what that was. If you don't want to go, you don't have to, but this is my little fake time machine. We're going to pretend we're going to go back in time. So, you know, just act like, you know, you shake a little bit and we're there. Okay, so we are, and this is amazing. There are literally thousands of people rushing down to the house where the disciples are staying. And let's go down and see what they're going to see. Well, I see some of you made it. We'll be back for the rest of you later. So anyway, let's go on down here a little closer to where the noise is. And we can hear the noise coming from this group, and they're kind of acting crazy. Some people are saying they're drunk. We don't know what's going on. But I can hear them talking, and I can hear their voices, and they're saying something. Wait, shh, shh. I can understand what they're saying. It's amazing. I mean, they're speaking in a different language I've never heard, and yet I understand it. Wow. All right, let's hurry back to Bethel, because I only have 5 minutes and Tina will turn my microphone off, okay? Now let's get the time machine, we'll go back. Okay. We're back to Bethel. Welcome back, everybody. Did we leave anybody behind? Kind of funny, isn't it? Have a demonstration. It's pretty simple. Cup full of water, and this water in this cup here represents the Holy Spirit. This represents us. The Bible said that they were filled with the Spirit in this at Pentecost Sunday. So some people, you know, they just won't. Oh, that's enough. I don't want to be too excited. I don't want to be too much. That'll be plenty. No more, no more, no more. Some people want a little more. That's pretty good. You got a little more spirit inside of you. Some people, they just,
the flow of the Spirit.
Did you feel that? Kind of got a little anxious when it overflowed, didn't you? Kind of thought about, hey, that's this little bit of tension. I always need more Holy Spirit in my life. That is what happened when it overflowed into the community. People started hearing. They were in an upper room, and then they come downstairs, and they're outside, and there's a ruckus, and people start coming down by thousands. And they eventually ask them, and I'm not going to go through all that, Tina, that's your message. But we now know today that the message that they preached that day was salvation for us. And the Bible said there was 3,000 added to the church that day. I want to be full. I want to be full of the Spirit, and I want to overflow out of me so that I can be that kind of witness. Okay, so that we can be a witness to our family, our friends, our community. And maybe, what if we were spilling out into the community here around us? And what if we were talking their language? What if we, when we spoke to them, they understood what we were saying? I'm not talking about French. I'm not talking about Spanish. I'm talking about if we speak to their need, to their situation, well, we can help them. Let's remember from the cross and rejoice. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Travis. Pastor's really jealous he missed that. Mm-hmm.